We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Do you remember how excited I used to get for opening day? First of all, I would do this show. Then I'd jump in my car.
And drive to Chicago.
And drive all the way down to Chicago to go to the White Sox opening day. And it always seems like they play at home first. And the same thing would happen every year. It'd be cold.
So are they playing today?
They are. They're home.
Are you going?
No.
It's sunny and beautiful.
There's a few reasons. It's just weird. First of all, another sign of being old... Like the schlep of it all.
I know.
You know? Like, I realized after a while that I would spend 6 hours in the car for 3 hours of baseball. And that, like...
Yeah, but how many people do that all the time? You might spend 6 hours, 12 hours in the car, like, to go spend Thanksgiving with somebody.
Right.
And you're there for
not
hors d'oeuvres, dinner, and out the door.
Right. I now feel more cold. When I'm at the park.
Oh, you don't want to be shivering?
Yes. And also, the guys who usually invite me didn't invite me this year.
They didn't even invite you?
And unless it got lost in my email, which is also very possible.
Oh my gosh, your White Sox friends have abandoned you?
I think because for the last 2 or 3 years, I haven't gone. And so then they're like, so now becomes the question of, I probably should send them, like last night, Lindsay said, you should still send them a note, have fun at the game. Not like in a mad way, more like, yeah, sorry, I can't make it this year. Pretend like I didn't realize they didn't invite me. I'm not sure which way to go. But
well, maybe you could still go. Maybe they have an extra ticket.
It's too long of a drive. Forget it.
So if you're listening, White Sox people, you have an extra ticket for Jonathan. He really wants to go.
There's plenty of tickets out there.
He'll leave now.
No.
And out the door he'll go. You're not dressed in white. Oh, you don't wear White Sox attire to White Sox
games.
I forgot that.
Yeah,
maybe just the hat you'll do.
But it has to be not the current hat they're wearing.
Oh,
because
is that for luck or is it just style?
Because I feel like to me, it's always weird to wear the jersey and all that. It's like going to a rock concert and wearing the band's jersey. Or, you know, shirt. Do you do that?
Sometimes if it's an old vintage one.
Right. So maybe if it's old and vintage.
Like the last time I went to Farm Aid, I wore a Farm Aid shirt from 1998.
Okay, so that's cool.
But it rained,
cool.
And so no one saw it.
Saw it anyway, yeah.
But I knew.
But it would be like, I think when you wear the gear, Packer football fans, whoever you are.
They all do, though.
I know, but it's like going to a concert and going right to the merch table and saying, give me the brand new.
But wasn't it cool when Mick Jagger, when we saw the Rolling Stones together at Soldier Field, he like ran out and got one of the shirts that they were selling and put it on and
yes,
he was wearing it.
He did.
And then on the way out, I'm sure you did the same thing.
They were all sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like he's one of a select few who can pull that off.
And there's a picture somewhere that I saw on social media of George Harrison wearing a George Harrison shirt.
Again.
And I thought that was cool.
A select few can do it. Jonathan and Kitty wear Jonathan and Kitty 25th anniversary shirts. Bad look.
Where are those shirts anyway?
They're coming real soon.
Still on back order?
Exactly.